It's Downbeat. Yes, man, it's Downbeat, and this is Gene Norman with another session of the most democratic thing on earth, American jazz. In the third era of the history of jazz, the 1930s brought 5 years of despair and darkness. The commercial bands wearing funny hats were in demand by the public. And then, Benny Goodman swept into popularity in 1935 with a great swing band. And riding with Benny on the swing bandwagon were scores of great jazzmen of all races and creeds. They were men who had suffered during the Depression years, men who had refused to compromise their talents with the phony fads of the moment. In the middle 30s, dozens of tiny nightclubs sprang up in the old brownstone buildings lining 52nd Street in New York City. And here's a type of music that could well be the jazz of the Onyx, the Famous Door, or the Hickory House. Dave Dexter's International Jazz Men kick off the third era with Riff-a-ma-roll. Popular in the 30s as the 20s. This earthy, homey, natural way of expressing a lyric proves that the blues will never die. T-Bone Walker sings Mean Old World. Thank you.
by yourself. This is a mean old world, fit to live in by yourself. When you can't get the woman you love, then you know she's loving someone else. Well, I drink to keep from worrying. Yes, and I smile to keep from crying. I drink to keep from worrying. Baby, and I smile to keep from crying. That's to keep the public from knowing just what I have on my mind. Someday, someday, baby, I'll be 6 feet in my grave. Someday, someday, darling, I'll be 6 feet in my grave.
From out of Memphis, Tennessee, there came a girl who was destined to go far in the world of music. Downbeat's jazz authorities and musicians have praised her singing by choosing her as the singer of this, or any other year, an all-time great, Miss Kay Starr.
Well, thanks, Gene. I'm just a little overwhelmed by what you said, but my visit here is just to say hello to all the men all over the world and to the listeners of the Bedside Network. I consider it a great privilege to be able to record with such wonderful jazzmen as Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, Buster Bailey, King Cole, and Oscar Moore. About a year ago, we cut this number. It's one of the jazz things made in the histories of the 30s. It's called If I Could Be With You.
Out of the 30s, there came a term in jazz called jam session. Against a quiet rhythm background, a soloist was given a chorus to show his ideas. Arrangements were never used on sessions featuring the top cats along 52nd Street. Paper was merely something to read on the subway. This is what we mean. Downbeat has brought you a history of jazz in the frantic 30s with Kay Starr as our guest. Every week we bring you the best music of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, remember the future, man, because you're building it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.